It's Magic 101.9 on a Mommy Monday. I've got Jennifer Ritchie talking with us now. She's known as the Parent Whisperer. She's also an internationally board-certified lactation consultant with the new book, The Smart Parent's Guide to Breastfeeding. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Jennifer, I've seen you on TV doing an interview where someone had their baby, and you said, oh, let me see the baby. And the baby made a little gesture with their hand, and you said, oh, well, she's hungry. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, my kids are eight, and I never knew that. I never knew that.
You know, it's so, I mean, I was lucky enough to study with a PhD at a UC Davis. Her name is Jane Heining, and she actually studied infants back to the 1800s. And it is so fascinating. Once you learn their cues, you know, the first 3 months, babies are basic reflexes. And once you, you know, understand how they're trying to communicate, it's unbelievable how similar all mammals are in the infant phase with the hiccups and the cues. And her information is fabulous. It's all free. It's called The Secrets of Baby Behavior. So anyone looking for some evidence-based information that's free on how to become a baby whisperer, go give that a goog.
My kids communicate now with me, not with reflexes, but with text messages. So that's more helpful.
Isn't that great when they text you from the next room? I just love that.
Parenting is a joy. So I know you're an expert with infants. I also want to talk about kids of all ages.
Sounds great.
Okay, good. Well, more with the Parent Whisperer, Jennifer Ritchie, on a Mommy Monday coming up all hour on Magic 101.9. It's a Mommy Monday on Magic 101.9. I'm Annette, and this is Jennifer Ritchie on the phone with us. She's the Parent Whisperer. She's a genius when it comes to infants and lactation. And so I encourage you to check out your book if you've got an infant. So let's talk about having an infant right now while we're all dealing with COVID. What do people even do?
I know. You know what? Having an infant is stressful to begin with. To add this on top of it, the stress level and especially the hormone shift that happens after delivering a baby, we don't talk about postpartum anxiety, but it's as common as postpartum depression.
My kids are eight, and I still have postpartum anxiety, I think.
I know, no. I have teenagers, and I'm right there with you. I mean, when you have a baby, you get so much attention. You go to the OB-GYN very often. Towards the end, you're there every week. Attention. You go to the hospital. Everyone's fawning over you. And then now during COVID, you're being discharged at 24 hours. So you go from all of this attention and all of this information to being home alone by yourself. And that's just raising everybody's anxiety.
Totally. And listen, I'm telling you, if you are dealing with a newborn or you're giving birth soon, I would definitely suggest you get Jennifer Ritchie's books, especially if you're considering breastfeeding, because they're really, really helpful. More with Jennifer Ritchie on how we can handle telling our kids no all the time. No, that's not safe. No, no kids. We're not doing that anymore. Coming up on a Mommy Monday on Magic 101.9. Magic 101.9. It's a Mommy Monday. I've got two kids at home, and I'm constantly telling them, no, guys, we can't go there. No, we can't see them. No, that's not a thing anymore. Also, wash your hands. And Jennifer Ritchie is the Parent Whisperer, and she's an expert on so much, and I want to talk to you, Jennifer, about how we deal with the guilt of telling our kids no all the time because we feel like that's the safest choice.
Absolutely. And the one thing we have to remember is that, a child's brain is not fully developed till about 23 years old. So they don't understand consequences. So especially, you know, raising young children, you know, I heard an analogy, which I love. I'm here near Los Angeles and we just had the Lakers and the Dodgers win. You know, we need to be their coach. And it is sometimes hard to say no, but our goal is to keep everybody safe during this pandemic.
When Coach Payton benches Michael Thomas, he's doing it for everybody's good. I got you.
Exactly. Sometimes you got to bench him, but you know what? In the long run, it's what's best for everyone.
It's a Mommy Monday. I'm talking with the Parent Whisperer, Jennifer Ritchie. We're going to talk a little bit about when the kids are getting sick this year, and that's coming. More with her on a Mommy Monday in just a minute on Magic 101.9. It's Magic 101.9. It's a Mommy Monday. I'm Annette, and this is Jennifer Ritchie. She's the Parent Whisperer. She's a lactation consultant, but she's also got so many great ideas on how to handle just COVID with children of all ages. Now, kids are going to get sick from the little ones, especially the school-age ones. They're going to get colds and stuff as we enter the winter. How do we know when to freak out, Jennifer?
That's a good question. And you know what? The one thing that people aren't talking about a lot is travel. You know, holidays equal travel, and travel does, you know, always increases the chance of spreading of viruses in general, especially COVID-19. So in terms of, you know, looking towards the holidays, maybe it's time for this year to do kind of a mind shift and think of different, more creative ways to get together with our family and friends.
Cases are spiking kind of all over. So in a minute, I want you to tell me what you think is kind of the big takeaways as parents we should be going into the holidays with, and the fall season and the upcoming year. So more with Jennifer Ritchie on a Mommy Monday on Magic 101.9. Magic 101.9, it's a Mommy Monday. I've been talking with Jennifer Ritchie, who's an internationally board certified lactation consultant, but also a mother of very old children now. How old are your kids, Jennifer?
12 and 15.
Oh, well, they think they're very old then, huh?
Yeah, they know everything, believe me.
Okay, so we're all in between all those ages, infant to now teenagers. How do we go into the fall, the holidays, the new year in a pandemic? What's your overall takeaway for us as parents? Because it's a really stressful time for us.
Absolutely. Depending on the age of the child, especially the infant years, you know, baby's immune system, the first 6 months is very, very weak. Everyone wants to see the baby, but if it is that first 6 months, the goal would be, if you can, breastfeed to give the antibodies to the baby, and, you know, possibly virtual holidays this year.
And what about older kids when we hear they maybe don't get as sick?
So your child may not get sick, but the virus can enter the body, mutate, and that eventually changes the virus. So it's kind of affecting society in a whole.
Well, no pressure.
No pressure.
Jennifer Ritchie, that's R-I-T-C-H-I-E. I spell that for you so you can Google her, especially if you've got an infant on the way or one with you now, because she's the author of some really great books. I Make Milk, What's Your Superpower? Bringing Baby Home, A New Parent's Guide to Breastfeeding. And her newest book, The Smart Parent's Guide to Breastfeeding. You can also find her on JenniferRitchie.tv. And she's really, really helpful. I wish you were my best friend when I had those babies, because you'd have walked me through every step of it. I'm sure of it. It's a Mommy Monday.
Absolutely.
Jennifer, thank you so much for being here on a Mommy Monday. I really enjoyed our talk. And I think you're a really valuable resource to parents. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.